Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and you can just simply call me Cleo. Today is a good day, and we are looking to interview someone special by the name of Grace Owens. We're waiting for her to get in so we can interview her today. She is one of the motion picture industry's sound designers, and being a woman in the field is second to none because there are not that many in the field. It's dominated by our male counterparts. So Grace is a special part of the industry, and we want to cherish that position. And if you're out there and you want to do something concerning sound design, you can look up to her as someone that definitely can be a part of that. So it's awesome. We want her to just let us know a little bit about herself. Let us know how she is doing in the field. Let us know about who she is. And definitely let you know who she is, because it matters, especially this Women's History Month. So tune in to hear Miss Grace Owens. Grace, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Miss Owens. Hello. Hello. We are happy to hear you here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. We just want to know a little bit about yourself and what you do. So tell the crowd.
Oh, geez. Yes. Well, as you covered, my name's Grace, and I do sound design, sound engineering, basically editorial mixing work, anything for film and TV.
That is amazing. We just want to start by, of course, asking you a few questions about that. We want to know, how did you get started in this field? What got you in this direction?
You know, it was a little bit of a, it wasn't my first choice. It was a little bit of an oopsie. But when I was studying, I actually started off as a picture editor. I was doing that a lot of the time, just while I was learning. And the opportunity came up. I needed a class to graduate, and the only position that they had available was a sound designer. So I sort of, you know, took it. I thought, oh, I'll kind of get it under my belt and see what else is out there. And I ended up really, really liking it, kind of falling in love with sound design and production sound. And I got really quite good at it. And because I was the only person doing it at like a decent level, I kept getting a lot of jobs for it. So just through that whole year from the start of me kind of taking this one-off position to the end of the next year, I was primarily doing sound editing, sound design, production sound through that whole year. And I found out I was pretty good at it, and I liked it. Yeah, so I just kept going that route.
Awesome, awesome. So we know you're good at it. We could tell. I saw your profile online, and I was like, okay, Grace is up here kicking butt up here. That's what I'm talking about. But how long have you been doing this as a professional in the industry?
As a professional, I'm coming on about 5 years. Five and a half years of doing this, yeah. So
You're in this for the long haul, right? We're going to see you for long time, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, taking the steps to make this my career. It's something that I really enjoy, and whether, you know, I'll be in this exact same position or doing something else, you know, I'm not sure, but this is, you know, this is something I'll be sticking around for sure.
Awesome. And being a union worker, you're with IATSE Union 700, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how is it being a part of the union? How do they support you as a sound designer, as a professional?
You know, the union is really good once you get in there, about providing a lot of support through different areas of your life. They have a lot of mixers. They have a lot of classes for, you know, like stress, taxes, home buying techniques, a lot of things under the sun. The downside to that is, you know, it's a bit difficult to get into the union, to get in your hours. But once you do, there are a significant amount of benefits too. I mean, health insurance is, you know, something that can't really be overlooked, and hourly rate as well, you know, weekly guarantees if you're working for a union shop. Those are things that are really nice, just as like a working
professional. Awesome. That's what we definitely need to hear. So everyone out there, we want you to support the union. We need you to support the union. It keeps working professionals working and professional. Also, I want to ask, how is it being a woman in your field?
Oh, yeah. it's definitely challenging at times. I'm the only woman in my shop in the editorial area. There is one more woman. She does mostly a lot of mixing, so we're in the same building, but not really in the same room, you know, a lot of the time. And it can be challenging. The majority of people that I see, that I come across, are men that are professionals in this field. So at times it can be a little daunting, you know, not seeing any woman or women out there representing. You know, you kind of wonder, is there enough space for me, or am I able to make space for myself in this industry?
Right.
But I think as I've worked more, you know, coming across in probably like 5 years doing this, I've become a little bit more hopeful, a little bit more optimistic, that there is enough room for all of us. You know, there's a lot of talented women out there, and sometimes you just got to show up. You may have to work a little harder, you know, at first to get noticed, but I definitely think that there's enough space for us in this industry.
Definitely, definitely. And we are pushing for that. I am a woman-owned business, a woman-funded business. This right here is the platform for women like you and many others that want to talk about what they do and to make room at the table for others who definitely want to be a part of the industry, whether it's sound design, directing, producing, whatever the case is. Like Miss Grace says, there is room at the table. And if there's no room, make your own table. That's what I say. Hey.
Yeah.
In light of Women's History Month, and in lieu of International Women's History Day, what makes you proud to be a woman? And what inspires you?
You know, that's a great question. I think, you know, just the self-confidence that I've had to almost, you could say, learn through these past 5 years is something that I'm quite proud of. You know, developing the kind of toughness you need to be a woman in this industry, I'm quite proud of, you know, because there are going to be some times and some nicks, you know, that you'll have to evaluate, you know, is this something I want to do? Is this a path I want to keep pushing on? And if the answer is yes, then, you know, there's going to be some difficult situations ahead. Not to discourage anybody, you know, but to give it a kind of a realness to it. You know, there's going to be some challenging moments. But on the other side of that, just being able to say that, like, I'm here and I made it and I'm, you know, doing just as good as a job as anyone else, makes me really proud of myself. Yeah,
that's right.
And
that's right.
I had
well, Miss Grace. Go
oh,
on.
Sorry. Yeah. No, and just you know, supporting other women in the industry and being inspired, and not just by other women in the industry, but you know, other women in the world and in your life that you see doing things. I think that's something that goes a little bit undervalued at sometimes. So, you know, when I have extra money or something, I try to support women-run industries and women-run sets and stuff. When I'm working freelance, I try to work with, you know, other women that I know in my field, so we can kind of build each other up. And I find that to be encouraging and inspiring a lot of the time. You know, seeing a group of women on set kicking butt and taking names is super awesome. And you just feel
that's
like
right.
Yeah,
that's
we have
what
the
I'm
power to do
about.
It. Yeah.
That's right. Well, you can hear us roar anytime here at Cleopatra Menses Studios. And I want to let everyone know that sound, I can say, is over 50% of a film. If sound is not there, if people like Miss Grace Owens is not in the building, you don't have a movie. Am I not right, Miss Grace?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, it's incredibly important.
Well,
the best compliment I've ever received on a film was, oh, I didn't even notice the sound. And I was like, yep, there you go. I did my job. You're welcome.
Hello. That's what
hello
I'm talking
there.
About. Well, if anyone wants to ask any more questions, feel free to call in and ask us. Let us know about the show. Let us know about what you think about sound design, what you think about women in the industry, and your part in it. You can always call in at 563-99-3596. That's 563-99-3596 here on Cleopatra Menses Studios on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to sign out. Thank you, Grace, for being a part of the show. And we hope you work with us soon in the studio and kick butt like it's nobody's
yes,
business.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's a great way to start my day, let me tell you.
Awesome thoughts. Well, you heard it here on Cleopatra Menses Studios. Thank you for tuning in. And smooches. Talk to y'all later.